Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 73. Chelsea, thank you for the monies. Appreciate the support. Thank you, thank you. Thank you! And I got things! Yes, hold that thought. And thank you to Goth Reaper for sending the big bucket of espresso candies.
Oh, they were the ones who sent it.
Right, thank you, Goth Reaper. Yes, thank you. I got things! I know. Hold on. Yeah, so, folks, this is gonna be like a gift podcast because we had a backup of P.O. Box stuff, which is kind of a pretty good time anyway because news outlets were slacking off during the Memorial Day weekend. And now all that people are talking about is what Switch may be announcing during E3, I don't care. Unless it's a brand new console that can actually play something at really high frame rates and really good resolution.
News is always lazy around the holidays. I got things!
Okay. We all got things, right?
I didn't get anything.
You got coffee from Chris. Thank you, Chris, for the coffee from an indie coffee shop called The Daily Grind in Albany, Troy, New York. So, you got coffee.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Coffee beans are mine. Now I count down. One coffee bean, two coffee bean, three coffee bean.
Okay, now that he's occupied counting coffee beans, Pegley, go ahead.
I got Sumo sock!
Get out of here.
Okay, alright. The note said it couldn't be confirmed nor denied that it was actually worn by Sumo. But it could have been, so I shall assume it is Sumo sock!
Well, it's a sock with Sumo on it.
It is!
Well, do you think Sumo would wear a sock with herself on it?
Maybe.
Also possibly.
You know, branding, self-promotion, all that.
Okay.
Why are you so skeptical?
Well, I don't know. Mysterious sock just showing up in the P.O. box with some cryptic letter, unknown ways of procurement. It's kind of sketch.
Well, it was sent by Cronus, mate, you know? He seems to be a reliable bloke.
Yeah, but
it's Sumo sock, allegedly. Let me have this, right? Now, all I have to do is find out what perfume she wears, right? Spritz a bit on the sock, and there you go!
What are you gonna do with a Sumo-scented sock? Or do I not want to know?
It'd be like a sleeping bag that smells like a J-Metal idol. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
So you wanted Sumo sock for a sleeping bag?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, maybe frame it at some point, hang it on the wall.
Okay.
Does that sound weird?
A little.
Well, alright, if humans can have the anime pillows, right, I can have a J-Metal Idol sock sleeping bag.
Alright, fair enough.
Josie!
What?
What perfume does Sumo of the band Baby Metal use?
I don't know. The more important question is, what is wrong with you?
Oi!
Yeah, you're kind of making things weird.
Alright, you know, to be clear, there is nothing sexual about this. I admire her singing, her energy, and her talent.
Sure.
Look, I don't expect the average person to believe me because, you know, the internet has warped their minds. But, you know, others out there, they get me, mate. You know, they know you can admire someone's abilities, right? Or talents, and not turn it into some weird sexual thing, you know? I mean, you ever put posters or things up on the wall of musicians or, you know, movie stars you like or something?
Catwoman from Batman Returns was kind of cool. Marceline from Adventure Time. But that's just like cartoons, you know, fictional characters.
Okay, so you like those people or characters, but you're not, like, obsessed with them.
Yeah, because they're characters or actors that play characters I like.
Okay, so, right, Sumo is kind of like that. Right, she's a performer playing a character in a band. I mean, in her off time, do you think she's building shrines to the fox god and all that? No! She's just doing Suzuka Nakamoto things, like, you know, eating pizza, or, you know, I really have no idea, actually.
So, you like the character, not the human playing the character?
Well, I mean, I don't know the human, you know? Like I said, I have a healthy disconnect from the character and the person playing that role. Okay.
I am sad to say this, but I believe Begley has a rather healthy perspective on his fandom.
Thank you! Now that we've established I'm not some weirdo, all right, we can move on to other goodies that were sent, and then finding what perfume Sumetal wears!
Fine, let's move along, just as long as it's not more baby metal stuff.
A portrait of Sumetal by Pop Tart Kitty, which is amazing! Well, you know, I think it's colored pencil. I love colored pencils! They taste delicious and make me poo rainbows.
Cheers.
Yeah, the image is a bit skewed because I actually had trouble taking a good picture with my camera. Yeah, iPhone 6, mate, sorry. But there you go, hopefully it looks alright. But yes, this goes in a frame right next to my baby metal vinyl record of their single, Distortion. Oi, it's my first actual baby metal vinyl. First vinyl! Everything I have is like a compact disc. This one was gifted to us by Lucifer. As is the next item, a Baby Metal Blu-ray from 2015. Baby Metal Legend. The Blu-ray collection grows to 4.
Oh, God, this is insane. You see what I mean? People get me, mate. Pop-Tart Kitty gets me. Cronus gets me. Lucifer gets me.
It's like the internet was like, oi, you like Baby Metal? Bam, here's a Baby Metal loot crate.
All right. Alright, I'll give you that. That's pretty impressive.
So, thank you, Cronus, Lucifer, and Pop-Tart Kitty for all the awesome things. Now it's Foamy's turn.
Yes, yes. While you were rolling around in Sumetal socks, portraits, and Blu-rays, I received some nifty fan art from Pop-Tart Kitty once more.
Bam! In your face! Pop-Tart Kitty has been busy with those pencils. Wow. Right, 1 minute, and I'll have an anime pillow, you see? Pop-Tart Kitty gets me. Thank you. And I have a balloon.
I'm in that image as well.
Well, fantastic. Everyone can recognize themselves. Thank you, Pop-Tart Kitty, for the doodles.
Thank you for making me not look ugly.
I also got a Blu-ray of The Amityville Horror from Zombie Snow White.
Oh, save that for Halloween. That's spooky good fun. Scary movies are scary.
Also from Zombie Snow White. You know how I'm all about fixing old tech?
Yeah, mate, and you say I got a problem. You've been hoarding, like, all this old tech so you can mod it and like, have iPods with a half a terabyte of space in them. I mean, you're insane. Oh, I'm crazy. I'm not baby metal. Look at you. Look at you.
Right? Look, it's a hobby, okay? Which just got a ton more materials to work with, because Zombie Snow White must have raided a thrift store or something, because we got a ton of iPods, ranging in storage, sizes, and models. So I will be quite busy taking things apart and upgrading everything. Some of these with the lower storage capacities have better screens. I could take those screens out, put them on similar models that have more space whose screens are cracked. Dude, it's gonna be fun.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah, but you can't have the pink one because, Pauline, the tall lady that hangs out with the fat carrot wanted that. So, yeah, you're not gonna fill it with baby metal stuff, are you?
Maybe.
Yeah, just remind me after this is all over. So, thank you, Zombie Snow White. This is a mass amount of techie goodness. It's much appreciated.
That was rather nice. I want one too. I want to play Candy Crush.
And last but not least, from Lucifer, a vinyl from the band Furnace Face from like 1990.
Furnace Face? Wow, I haven't heard that name in a while.
If people know anything from them, it'll probably be the song And the Days Are Short Again. If you haven't heard it, go hear it.
Mate, that record is like 30 years old, mate. 30 years!
I know, and it's freaking awesome. So thank you, Lucifer, for the vinyl.
And mine too, which I'll say is a little bit better.
Oh, shut up. So, thank you everybody, Chris, Zombie Snow White, Pop-Tart Kitty, Lucifer, Cronus, and Chelsea. All the support and goodness is much appreciated. And if I didn't mention you by name, whatever you're doing out there, it's appreciated.
Yes, I mean, we got like 500 people supporting us on Patreon. It's quite a long list to go through, but seriously, it's all appreciated. I appreciate people helping so I don't die.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
You know, I'll just say, this has been a wonderful week of gifts and treasures.
Yeah, but that's only because we didn't make it to the post office for a bit, so there was a bit of a backup. So for folks listening to this and are completely bored, sorry. But hey, gifts! It may not be terribly interesting for some, but I like to thank people for supporting and helping us save money by not having Pegley spend all of it on baby metal things he doesn't really need. Says you. Well, yes, thank you. So, with the goodies and gifts out of the way, thank you once again, each and every one of you.
Wait, I'm still counting beans.
106, 107, 108. Dude, use your inside voice.
Oh, you're already in use, and I don't like interrupting them.
109. So, with the goodies out of the way, let's talk some news. Disney's Vault of No New Ideas continues with rumored remakes of the following. Aladdin, an Aladdin spinoff. Hercules, The Lion King 2, The Jungle Book 2, a Prince Charming movie called Charming, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Lilo and Stitch, The Little Mermaid, Peter Pan, Pinocchio, Snow White, The Sword in the Stone, and some Tinkerbell BS. All of which are going to allegedly be live-action remakes, which means, like, two real people and a bunch of crappy CGI.
That is not a lot of new. Wow, that's all old stuff, mate. Like, if they took the budget they had for, like, three of those films and put it towards three new RPs, that would at least be something, you know? I mean, just three new things.
Yeah, the movie and game industry seem to have a real problem with funding new IPs. There's no guaranteed profit. Too chancy.
That is sad. Oi, you know, why don't we start a new series? I'm working as fast as I can. 112. 113. Like what, dude?
There's already like four versions of Neurotically Yours. 4Y Records, Pumpkin Guy is doing his own thing, Minions Quest, DM Tofu, a bunch of underdeveloped stuff. I mean,
I find most people like squirrels mostly, but don't really care for surly record store clerks, succubuses that are banned from the tubes, or tofu things that are just weird. The Pumpkin Man seems to be people happy though.
What?
The Pumpkin Man makes people happy though. But that's kind of... He new, right?
He's kind of new. He's kind of been around for like 5 years. Semi-new by comparison, but yeah, whatever. You know what? We'll do something new when we get sick of doing what we're doing, and we haven't yet. So, let's go! Amazon bought MGM, so the streaming wars continue, as every company seems to be buying up every other company, so expect your viewing options to be whittled down to about 5 streaming services somewhat soon.
I'm actually kind of fine with that.
Yeah, seriously, there's been way too many different streaming services to subscribe to, and you knew everything was going to be consolidated at some point.
There's just so many of them out there.
You know, I can deal with maybe 2 or 3 tops, okay?
Yeah, mate, there's like 100 now. I don't like any of them.
Yeah, whatever. Let's see. Funko is making a bunch of spooky Halloween-themed Funkos this year, which should be coming out in September, including They Live. So yeah, Roddy Piper's getting a Funko. Ash from The Evil Dead, there's two. One's a bloody variant. And Vincent Price. Which some listeners will have an interest in. If you don't,
why are you listening to this? Oi, and there's gonna be 3 Pokemon games coming out soon. 3! There's like Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl and Pokemon Legend Arceus, or Arceus, whatever. Which is like the new game, you know? The other two are like remakes of the 2007 games. So, yeah, not really new, but I'm sure people will enjoy the replay.
More reboots. PlayStation did a whole gameplay reveal of Horizon Forbidden West, which looks great, but I gotta say, I'm kinda tired of the samey game mechanics across just about all AAA titles. Like, you have your standard arrow shooting, you know, you got your mount, you have your Just Cause-style grappling hook traversal, which is very indicative of early Batman games. You know, I think I'm just bored with all that. You know, I kinda want something new as gameplay mechanics goes, you know? For example, let's see, there is, the game There Is No Game, Wrong Dimension, was an excellent game. It had some very clever puzzles, an interesting story, and was done exceptionally well for an indie game. And it's technically just a point and click, but it doesn't feel that way, you know? So for those who want something different, check it out.
There Is No Game, Wrong Dimension. You know, I'll tend to lean more towards games with a lot of magic and anime and, you know, stuff like that. Maybe like Scarlet Nexus or, you know, one of those games, and you know, visual novels are kind of fun, you know. I just stare at the box art for Alice Madness Returns and think to myself, wow, that'd be a fun place to visit.
Well, we're gonna wrap this up. Again, thank you to everyone who sent a bunch of stuff. And I'm sorry Disney has no more new ideas. But At least, you know, they have a vault of franchises they like to reuse every 10 years.
Yes, thank you everyone for the collective baby metal loot crate. It's amazing. Remind me to go to the doctor for my tooth and my throat. They've been really sore, and maybe my eyes.
Oh, God. Yeah, go to the doctor and don't get the rest of us sick.
Will do, and I shall bring you back tongue depressors for everyone.
No thanks. Yeah, that's a pass for me, mate.
Fine, more for me.
Ugh, alright, everybody be safe, be well, I don't know, have some fun out there, but not too much. Still stay away from people, because not everybody is, whatever. You're gonna do what you want anyway. I don't know, just try not dying or killing somebody else while you do it, okay?
I think I caught a virus from one of Begley's anime websites.
Oh, God.
Nanny?